This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. World leaders and diplomats framed the fight against global warming as a battle for human survival during opening speeches at the COP27 climate summit in Egypt on Monday.
We need all hands on deck for faster, bolder climate action. A window of opportunity remains open, but only a narrow shaft of light remains.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the stark messages echoed by the heads of African, European, and Middle Eastern nations alike set an urgent tone as governments began 2 weeks of talks in a seaside resort town to figure out how to avert the worst of climate change. Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley has attacked the developed world on climate conference's COP27 opening day, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mottley tells delegates, many leaders must take urgent climate issues much more seriously.
Not just to come here and make promises, but to deliver on them and to make a definable difference in the lives of the people who we have a responsibility to serve.
Mottley wants new funding mechanisms that would allow nations to address climate change much more effectively, calling for $5 trillion of private sector savings to be unlocked to stop the emissions of planet-warming gases. I'm Charles Dillardesma.
The U.S. has imposed its second round of sanctions in less than a week on people and firms in Africa who it says have provided financial or material support to the Islamic State group. The latest financial penalties target South African entities accused of expressing, quote, the will and intent to attack the interests of the United States. This is VOA News.